Hey, friends, I want to first thank you for tuning in to the SGT Report version of the podcast, The Propaganda Antidote. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Now, you've heard about shrinkflation, right? Yeah, shrinkflation. That's where your candy bar gets smaller, but the price stays the same. Same with the box of cereal. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time everywhere now. It's how corporations are trying to hide inflation. But the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
The founders were very wise, and when they wrote the U.S. Constitution, they endowed with plenary power the state legislatures to have oversight of the U.S. presidential election. Again, the state senates and the state houses with oversight of the U.S. presidential election. Why? Because it is we who are closer to the people. So this is what I want you listeners to do.
Hey guys, Sean from SGT Report here. Very glad to have you back. Hey, that was Arizona State Senator Wendy Rogers. She and Clay Clark joined me with some actionable information and some good news. Before we start this one, just a quick word about our sponsor. Michael Saylor, the Winklevoss twins, and Chamath Palihapitiya. What do they have in common? They're all billionaires, and they're all also investing in cryptocurrency. Yes, even the richest in the world choose to invest in the future through crypto. Just as when there's big talk about cryptos being volatile, the latest market dip being permanent, and the government cracking down on cryptocurrency and other issues, the billionaires are buying. Why? Because cryptocurrency is the future, and the best time to invest is when there's a dip. So, if you want to invest in the future, start now and start with My Digital Money. With My Digital Money, you don't just get the opportunity to invest, you get the security of knowing you're investing with a U.S.-based company that offers end-to-end service when you want it. So go to MyDigitalMoney.com. And now back to the broadcast. Hey friends, thank you so very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGTReport.com. I'm very, very happy to have you all back. I have a blockbuster show for you today. Everybody knows Clay Clark from the Thrive Time show. So first, welcome Clay. How are you, sir?
I am doing very well. I appreciate you lowering your standards yet again to allow me to sneak on your show.
Love your self-deprecation. And the one, the only Senator, State Senator Wendy Rogers from the wonderful state of Arizona. I'm so thrilled to have you here, Wendy. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for your 20 years of service in the Air Force. And thank you for standing up for our country in Arizona.
Well, it's an honor to be with you, Sean. I'm near the Capitol here down in Phoenix area. And I represent Northern Arizona, four counties up there. It's a big district. And Arizona's leading the way right now on election integrity, for sure.
Well, and I want to talk to you about the Arizona audit. But if I may, given the backdrop of COP26, the 2021 UN Climate Change Conference, which has my blood boiling, I talk about UN Agenda 21 and UN Agenda 2030 policies on my show a lot. I was looking at your bio, Wendy, and I noticed that you are on a number of committees, one of which is the Natural Resources and Energy Committee. And I just want to share this anecdote with both of you right now. In the state where I live, XL Energy is the name of the energy company that I have to deal with if I want to heat my home, if I want to heat my water, if I want to have natural gas, if, you know, I don't have a choice of energy companies. And that energy company that has a monopoly where I live has just announced that they are seeking to raise rates 20% right now, immediately, as soon as they get approval. And do you know why? Because they want to start investing in solar and wind. So we are going to have to pay for Joe Biden and the progressives' Green New Deal starting now with rate hikes of 20% in my state alone. This is absolute madness. And I think these people are out of their minds, Wendy.
I couldn't agree with you more. I'm on the Natural Resources Committee, and we do everything we can to be good stewards of our resources here in Arizona. We have not just cactus and desert, but Flagstaff, where I live, is all ponderosa pine. And I actually ran on that platform. A lot of people think that, you know, Republicans can't talk about thinning the forests so they don't burn as much and having clean water and so forth. And I actually co-opted those issues in the last 3 weeks of my campaign in 2020. And interestingly, and I seldom talk about this sort of thing on these kinds of shows, but I won my very liberal Coconino County, where Flagstaff is, 2-1 on election day voting, because independence broke for me because of that messaging of being a good steward of our natural resources.
Well, that's fantastic. And we're seeing a similar thing, I think, happen in Virginia, where a constitutionalist beat Terry McAuliffe, thank God, because, you know, Terry McAuliffe, the first thing he would have done is come after the guns, in my view. Clay, as I've been warning people, and I think as you have, UN Agenda 2030 policies are not to lift the whole world up. They are meant to devastate our living standards here in the West, thereby making everybody equally poor. And if people think I've lost the narrative and that I'm wrong on that, just look at your energy prices going up 20% as they chase wind and solar. And by the way, Clay, Biden, remember the first thing he did upon becoming fake president? He killed the XL pipeline. And now what do we hear? He wants to kill another oil pipeline amidst an energy crisis.
Well, I'll chime in with this real quick. And again, if anybody out there has not heard this before, it can be shocking. So I'm going to play this little, just little audio clip. I'm going to play this audio clip. And just listen to this for a second. This is Klaus Schwab, okay? He's the head of the World Economic Forum. If people don't know, this is the book he wrote, COVID-19, The Great Reset. He's being interviewed by Charlie Rose, okay? So Charlie Rose, for people out there that don't know, Charlie Rose will interview the elite of the elite of the elite. And they sort of pontificate. He'll interview Spielberg and Gates and, you know, all these people with, and he just asked them, like, so how, what do you see the future of film? You know, what do you see the future of the world? What do you, and he asks Klaus Schwab, he says, Klaus Schwab, what is the Great Reset in the fourth industrial revolution? You write about it, you know, what is it? Now listen to what Klaus Schwab says. Just listen to this. I'm going to back it up. Here we go.
The difference of this fourth industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you. If you take a genetic editing, right, just as an example, it's you who are changed. Yeah.
And I'm going to repeat. Listen to this. Listen.
The difference of this fourth industrial revolution.
He says, the difference of this fourth industrial revolution.
Is it doesn't change what you are doing.
It doesn't change what you are doing.
It changes you.
It changes you.
If you take a genetic editing.
If you take the genetic editing.
Just as an example.
Just an example.
It's you who are changed. This has a big impact on your identity.
This, so the people who are leading the way, the World Economic Forum, okay? That, by the way, nobody voted for. We know that. They are what they want to do. Just so we're very clear, if you read this book, just so that we understand that Mr. SGT hasn't lost his mind, what they want to do is they want to decrease the Earth's population, and they want to justify doing so. They want to say, well, there's just too many people. That's the big issue right now. And the reason why there's too many people is because there's too much pollution. So what we need to do is we all need to travel on private jets that, by the way, emit massive amounts of pollution. And we need to take private jets and fly to a distant land and all meet to talk about how you, as the average American, are doing too much pollution. So you, the average American, driving your Prius, your Honda, your minivan, you Americans who you have a carbon footprint that is this big, we're going to drive our private jets that each, just one trip, produces so much more hydrocarbons than the average person will produce in their entire year. And they're going to get together. So what they're going to do here is they're going to use election fraud, as Senator Rogers knows about. They're going to use medical fraud, which I can get into. And they're going to use religious fraud to justify it the entire way. But it's all about depopulation. And if you don't believe me, folks, look at, just type in the CDC. The CDC, another nefarious organization, the World Health Organization, the World Economic Forum, and the CDC. The CDC is calling for the implementation of Nazi-style quarantine camps for your safety. So just type in CDC Green Zone into Google, CDC Green Zone, and you can see that the CDC is calling for the implementation of Nazi-style quarantine camps for your safety. And these same globalist elitists, communist Marxists, these are the same people that are saying that your expenses should be 20% more for your electricity, Mr. SGT. They're saying your expenses should go up 20%, and because it's the best thing to do. It's the best thing we can do for you is to raise your costs to make it hard for you to heat your home, and we need to put you inside a quarantine camp for your safety. This is the sort of Luciferian agenda that we're dealing with, which is why I'm so glad you have Senator Rogers here, because she's dealing with Luciferians who literally view what is good as bad and what is bad as good. And the book of Isaiah talked about this, and Isaiah, it's in the Bible. I know it's controversial because it's in the Bible for some people. Okay, I get it. But Isaiah, it talks about bad is good and good is bad. There'll actually be people that would say bad is good and good is bad. It says Isaiah 5:20, King James. It says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. And they put darkness for light and light for darkness. And they put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." That's what we're up against.
Well, let me ask Wendy something. So, Wendy, I knew that these price increases were coming because I know what the Green New Deal is. And I know what UN Agenda 2030 is. Okay, these people are all working together. So it really is a conspiracy. It's not a theory. There's a conspiracy to reduce our quality of living in this country to that of the third world. They all want us living in big hellhole cities. And Klaus Schwab, Dr. Evil himself, has said, in the future, you will own nothing, but you'll be happy. So Wendy, explain to me how people like, well, John Kerry, for instance, who portends to be representing our country at COP26, how is it that paying carbon taxes to international bankers is going to help fix the world if the world is truly suffering from climate change? Explain that to me.
Well, people like John Kerry, who faked their way through the military, that was actually the first contribution I ever made, was to Swift boat veterans back in the day. You have these posers, pogues, we call them in the military, rear echelon wannabes. And they use the military to be a launch pad for their career. And then in this case, John Kerry is the epitome of that. He's a blue-blooded guy with a silver spoon in his mouth who wants what he wants at the expense of the rest of us. And it's really squeezing the middle class. In fact, just two or three nights ago, my husband and I had dinner with a guy who is in his 30s who ran one of my prior campaigns. And he and his fiance said, "Wendy, we're fleeing California. There is no room for us in the middle class. We can't afford a house. We both have college degrees. We have good jobs, but we can't afford anything. The price of gas is horrendous. The quality of living is dwindling by the day. The homeless are everywhere. You can't even move a homeless person's stuff without the police bearing down on you," which is back to what Clay was quoting from Isaiah. Everything is, as my kids used to say when they were little, everything is opposite day. Okay, so this is a concerted effort on the part of the globalist elites to squeeze the middle class into thinking that, you know, it's going to be this utopia like Lenin did so many decades ago. So, you know, this is where we are. Here in Arizona, people flee to come to Arizona because we're still free. We don't wear masks. And this gentleman from California who used to work for me is coming back home to Arizona because we're still free here. And as long as I have breath in my body, I am going to work hard at the state legislature, which only has a one vote majority in both the Senate where I am, and the House also just has a one vote majority. So it's very tenuous. We have redistricting occurring now, which occurs every 10 years across the country based on the census taken for the U.S. Constitution. And so lines of districts are being redrawn as I speak. And the construct for how that's done varies from state to state. But our hopeful outcome is that we'll have 30 state districts that have equal population in them, whereas 10 years ago, the Republican districts had a disproportionately high number of people and the Democrat districts didn't. So the Republicans got the short end of the stick. Now, this December, that will even out and each district will have an equal number of people. So there's redistricting. Then there's canvassing, which people have heard about, which is a team going door to door to see if the voter rolls are representative of who is alive and who is a legal resident and so forth. And, you know, you look at Wisconsin, where I think they have 7 million on the voter rolls, but they only have 5 million who live there, who are there. Or as I explained to our 10-year-old granddaughter a month ago, if a team came to your house here and mommy and daddy said, yes, we're the two who vote. And then they said, oh, but we have 12 others who vote from here. And my granddaughter looked at us and said, how can that be? And I said, precisely.
Yeah.
So yeah, even she could understand that the cheat, the pre-cooking of the books has been occurring since 1988.
True.
Well, hell is the absence of logic. I say it a lot, and it's true, because what we've been suffering through, look, I think it was Steve Bannon who says there are consequences. Elections have consequences. Stolen elections have catastrophic consequences.
Right.
So let's just talk about this. And Clay, you can help us flush this out as well. But Senator Rogers, sure, we have an imposter president. Okay. I think anybody who has two brain cells rubbed together and has looked at the evidence coming from these states, especially these swing states, knows it was a stolen election. And what did we get? What's our reward for a stolen election? Where there is no comeuppance, there is no justice, there is no reversal of that stolen election. We get open borders. We get immigrants coming through those open borders who they say their kids were taken. So now they're going to get $450,000 per person, maybe a million. Let's make them millionaires, okay? And they don't have to take the vaccine. Meanwhile, this guy wants OSHA to enforce forced vaccination or vaccine mandates on companies with 100 or more employees. What else, Clay? What other criminality is going on? There seems to be a lot. So we have open borders. We have vaccine mandates. We have out of control spending. Never mind the dollar. Trillions in debt. Let's keep spending more.
Well, this is what you have here, okay? And I want people to understand this idea. And it's going to be a little bit fast. It's intense. But the great thing about your show, I love your show, is that, you know, you can pause it. You can go back and take notes. People can, and I'm just going to give people facts. And I want people to understand this, okay? I'm going to fire these facts off. They're coming in hot, coming in fast, but just think, okay? So thing number one that's happening right now. Congress has worked on legislation called H.R. 666. Now, I worry about anybody that would sit down and write legislation called H.R. 666. Now, if you don't believe me, folks, just type in H.R. 666 into Google and you can read it. I mean, that's the one thing about Congress is even though it's nefarious, you can see what they're working on. I mean, this is something someone's been working on. Okay. And well, the way it works in Congress typically is they work on legislation that no one's going to vote. It's going to be dead on arrival. They call it dead on arrival. Not going to happen. But then as soon as there's a crisis, something bad happens. They're like, whoa, we got to fire this thing up. We got to revive this thing. We already have the legislation ready to go. And then boom, they jam it through. And also, Congress is working on legislation called H.R. 6666. That's crazy. That allows the government to go into your home and separate you from your family if you're deemed to be a medical threat to those around you. What does that even mean? What does that even mean? Okay, the CDC is working on green zones, Nazi-style quarantine camps. You're saying, well, this is a very negative show. No, no, I'm just trying to wake you up here, okay? So then you got Bill Gates. Okay, Bill Gates, he's openly just pushing. He acts like he's in charge of the world. No one voted for him, but he acts like he's in charge of the world. He's telling you, you got to take the vaccines. We can't get back to normal until you take the vaccines. And if you look at the vaccines, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you look at the button that says what's inside the vaccines, Moderna has actually put on their website, you can see what's in the vaccines. And they're openly bragging. They're proud that their vaccines contain a patent for a technology called Lucifer Race. Lucifer Race. Think about the symbology. HR 666. Then you have Lucifer Race inside the shots. Bill Gates, Microsoft, they file a patent. W02020060606. I mean, just on a normal level, if Senator Rogers and you and I were sitting down, Senator Rogers brings her husband and we're hanging out. He's a great guy. And you're hanging out, Mr. SGT, with your family, my wife and I, there are six of us hanging out. And imagine that just on a friend level, if I said, hey, guys, here's the deal. I've been working on some technology and it is awesome because it makes it possible for no man to buy or sell unless they take the mark. It is awesome. And what's in the, I call the publication number I've chosen. You're going to love this. It's W02020060606. Or just imagine I was a congressman. I sit down with you and say, hey, I'm working on legislation. It is hot. Let me tell you what it does. It allows us to separate families if somebody won't take an RNA modifying nanotechnology. And I'm numbering it HR 666. I mean, it is so crazy. So you say, well, how is this possible? How is it possible for this to happen? You have election fraud, medical fraud. and religious fraud. Now, this is wild. What religious fraud? My wife has great discernment because she constantly reads the Word of God. So my wife picks up on things because she reads the Word of God. But a lot of people don't anymore. What they do is they listen to boy band kind of pastors. You know, pastors where they're handsome, they're charming, they're quick-witted, they're funny, they're energetic. There's a lot of fog, so much fog machines that you maybe sometimes can't even read the scripture. And these pastors are now working together, these religious leaders, to try to tell people, oh, it's calm. Wendy Rogers is an extremist. President Trump, his tone is so crazy. The Thrive Time show is nuts. You need to just calm down. We're there. Everything's fine. We don't talk about politics here. But if you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you click on the button that says the truth about renting religious leaders, remember, the Christian Americans, Judeo-Christians, would typically be the ones fighting back the hardest right now. But they've been told not to by who? Listen to this, folks. This is real stuff. If you click on the button that says the truth about renting religious leaders, this is real stuff. The Rick Warren, the guy who wrote Purpose-Driven Church, Purpose-Driven Life, Saddleback Church, he is openly telling people that Francis Collins of the National Institutes of Health, the guy who pushed the gain-of-function research with Dr. Fauci, he's openly saying that Francis Collins is a great guy. And he's actually saying on camera now that the World Economic Forum, is, it's amazing.
Hey, friends, this is a good time for a quick break and a word about our sponsor. Yeah, it's Noble Gold. Now, you've heard about shrinkflation, right? That's where your candy bar gets smaller, but the price stays the same. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time everywhere now. But the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Clay, these people are traitors, and we've just come full circle because you quoted Klaus Schwab at the beginning where he said the Great Reset is about changing you, changing human form. Take the gene therapy. And these companies and the mainstream horror media don't want the American people or the people around the world, frankly, to know that these are mRNA gene therapies and that these do mess with the human form, with human DNA, and people do not have informed consent. And I think what really outrages me, and look, I made this point in an interview I just did today with Dr. Len Horowitz, who isn't feeling terribly hopeful. And I said, you know what? I think the tide is turning. And I'll cite two really big evidences of that. Number one, Green Bay Packer quarterback Aaron Rodgers has now explained in detail on the Pat McAfee show why he didn't want to take the experimental vaccine. Again, the Mockingbird mainstream media will never tell people it's an experimental vaccine. They'll just say it's FDA approved, it's safe and effective. So we have Aaron Rodgers, one of the biggest athletes, one of the most famous, one of the most talented athletes on the planet, speaking out against the vaccine, and Joe Rogan, who has a 10 times bigger audience than CNN and the biggest podcast on planet Earth, speaking out about why he does not want to take and will not take the vaccine. Yes. So, Wendy, the good news, as I see it, as it pertains to a vaccine and a vaccine mandate, is those who can think are thinking, and I think are waking up to the dangers of this thing. And by the way, bodily autonomy, a little something called the U.S. Constitution, which comes first. Without bodily autonomy, we don't have a constitution or a Bill of Rights.
Correct. And you have more people now adding up to who are in your audience and Clay's audience and Steve Bannon's audience and Stu Peters' audience. And all these audiences add up to more than who follow Fox News. And it's moving the needle. Clay and I have talked about this.
Yep.
If you look at Rasmussen now, you have much greater than half, I think almost 60% of people know that there was fraud, that there was corruption in the 2020 election. And so, you know, it's, as we discussed before I went on the air, it's a day by day battle. We're not going to wake up tomorrow morning and everything's going to be fine. It's just not going to be that way. And so you are brave for having your show and being a true investigative Amen. Journalist and having that out there on a constant basis.
Amen.
I uphold you for keeping our First Amendment alive. And so it's up to people like Clay and me and other people who are willing to speak out. I mean, yeah, we get threats on our life. I have to carry, I have to have body men protect me. I was in three events just Wednesday on November 3rd and hired, protection.
I'm a little afraid of you, though. I'm going to say this. I'm a little afraid of you.
yeah, no, little old me.
By the way, Senator Rogers flew jets, C-21 Lear jets, 3,000 hours of jet time in the seats as an Air Force pilot. She's the real deal, folks. She's a real leader.
I want to interject this. I want to interject this idea because somebody asked me that today. They said, Senator Rogers, they told me, they said, hey, Clay, I really appreciate what you and Senator Rogers are doing. They're so excited to come see the Reawaken America tour in Arizona. And as of right now, we have two tickets left for San Antonio. We're sold out for Dallas. So if you want to get those, you go to timetofreeamerica.com. But they're excited to see you and Jenna Ellis in Arizona. And they said, Clay, what is the common denominator between all the speakers? You know, Jenna Ellis and Mike Lindell and Senator Rogers and Mark Burns and Pastor Leon Benjamin and Dr. Tenpenny, people, black, white, men, women, Asian, all different backgrounds, young, old. What is it? They were very curious. And I said, well, they all fear the Lord. And they said, well, what do you mean? And we had this great conversation. I said, Proverbs 9:10 says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. And I said, I'm not putting words in Senator Rogers' mouth, but I said, I'm going to bring it up on the SGT show. I said,
absolutely.
She believes in eternity and therefore she fears the Lord and wants to have great eternal consequences as a result of the life she lived on earth for Jesus. And so therefore my thesis is because she serves Jesus, she walks without fear, even though she has death threats like I get and other people. And I said, so far, everybody I know who's crazy enough to come to the Reawaken America tour and speak, they have zero fear. And when we get threats, right, there'll be a bioweapon released if you have more than 5,000 people. Well, guess what? We've got now, 7,000 people coming to San Antonio? Everyone who's coming to our events, they're not scared. They fear the Lord. And I believe, Senator Rogers, I mean, don't you think that your fear of the Lord is what makes you be fearless when in the face of man?
Well, yes. And also, Clay, you and I have talked about this. We have to get up and look ourselves in the mirror every morning.
Yeah.
And as long as I know I'm doing everything I can, God will take care of the consequences. You have to do everything you can within your power, and then the rest is left up to him. So for me, I mean, I'm like Clay to in one respect. You know, I go to bed at night with everything cleared off, caught up, and then the next day I'm excited to get up. In fact, right before I went on, my husband said, Wendy, isn't this past Clay's bedtime? I said, Hal, I think he has one more hour before he turns into a pumpkin.
Clay goes to bed early because he needs his beauty sleep.
Well, he goes to bed at 9. He gets up at 3. He's like Trump. I mean, he probably drinks vanilla milkshakes too. I mean, I don't know. But this is an exciting time to be alive. I would never have predicted this. I ran for the state Senate. If you had told me 2 years ago that my state of Arizona, my Senate chamber, and with only one vote, would figure so prominently into getting to the bottom of the truth of what happened in 2020 with a 2.1 million vote deep dive cyber forensic audit, which, by the way, the results are with the Arizona Attorney General now, and we are waiting for him to do the right thing. I want him to make arrests. We have video imagery of three individuals who sat in front of their computers and deleted information right before they knew the subpoenas were coming. We have those images. I want him to make arrests. I want him to do perp walks. My constituents are very hard scrabble, very hard-nosed Arizonans, Northern Arizona, tough people. They yep. want me to make sure that I do right by them down here at the Capitol, which I do. And I was there at the office today, even though we're not in session. We don't go back in session until January. But it's so important that we have accountability. It's so important that we keep the pressure on. And I'm astounded by how few of us actually are sort of vociferous and adamant like that, but I am. That's the way I was wired. I'm a fifth generation military officer. Our son George is the sixth generation. I was just with him and his wife and our four darling grandchildren who were in church with us yesterday. And you know, it's you just doing everything you can. I stay focused. Two things are paramount for me personally. People come up to me at church and everywhere and they go, aren't you depressed with how things are going in the world? And I say, my job is very focused. I want to get to the truth of 2020. And then I want to enact legislation to fix the fraud mechanism so that we can have a free and fair election in 2022. And so those are my two things that I get up to do every morning. And I want to throw this out there, and Clay has heard me say it. There are things you, the listener, can do. Two things in particular. I would ask that you go to my website, and Sean, you can put this at the bottom, wendyrogers.org. Wendy, like the hamburgers, W-E-N-D-Y.
Yep.
Rogers, like Mr. Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S.org. wendyrogers.org. And in the upper right corner, please click to sign the petition to decertify the 2020 presidential election. This has been up there since July. We have now over 1.2 million
Amen.
Signers, 1.2 million. And when I was with Clay originally, we didn't have the million yet. And so this is climbing every day. And what it is a national symbolic petition. Yep. That enables you and me to go down in history as saying we need to decertify the presidential election of 2020. And the other thing, equally as important, is that I have a letter. We call it the Audit 50 States Letter. And I have now, I think, upwards of 200 state legislators, meaning state senators like me, state representatives who have signed this letter from many, many states. And what it demonstrates, we call it our new Declaration of Independence. And what it says is, I, state representative from Rhode Island, if I find fraud and corruption in my state, I want to decertify and recall my electors. And that's how we move the football down the field. The US Constitution has a mechanism for this. And to get there, and it's all described in my letter, and we put this letter out on the 24th of September when the final reveal occurred of our Arizona audit. We put that out there. We had 40 some state legislators signing that. Now, as I say, we have almost 200. You're going to ask, why state legislators? Why not federal? It's because the founders were very wise. And when they wrote the U.S. Constitution, they endowed with plenary power the state legislatures to have oversight of the U.S. presidential election. Again, the state senates and the state houses with oversight of the U.S. presidential election. Why? Because it is we who are closer to the people. It is we who have a part of our state that we represent. And represent them down at our state capitol. So every state's different. We're a part-time legislature. Pennsylvania's full-time. Texas is every other year. They're in their umpteenth special session now. That's why they are in session. Every state varies. And so that's the flavor and the seasoning and the wonder of our country. But we, the state legislators, have that oversight. And that's why we have this Audit 50 States letter. So this is what I want you listeners to do. If you know of a state representative or a state senator in your state who has embraced election integrity, introduce them to me by writing me an email at team, T-E-A-M, team at wendyrogers.org. So if you're Clay Clark and you're in Oklahoma and you have two state senators and two state representatives that you know that you want to have sign my Audit 50 States letter, you say, I'm Clay Clark. I want to introduce you to Senator Susie Schmo. And here is her stuff.
Hey, wait a second. You're calling me out. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go get my phone right now while you guys are doing this interview. And I'm going to text you two people right now. I'm doing it. She called me out. I'm going to go right back.
All right, go for it. Well, no, I think something you said earlier in the interview is spot on. You said your kids or somebody you talked to calls it opposite day. And what's happening in this world is the opposite of what should be happening.
Yeah.
It's the inverse, right? And that's what the enemy of humanity loves to do. They love to tell us that lies are truth, evil is good, right is wrong, war is peace, etc. It's very Orwellian. And another example of that is what we call the big steal, the Mockingbird mainstream media calls the big lie. So your mutual friend, I don't know him personally, but you and Clay do, Mike Lindell, God bless his heart. He's done a lot of research.
I just talked to him an hour ago on my phone.
Well, and I know he's very, very forthright. I know he's very, very sincere. I like that guy very, very much. I would like to talk with him some. I would like to interview him sometime. But here's my question. Given all the research y'all have done, and Mike specifically, he was wearing his heart on his sleeve when he said, we're going to have this thing before the Supreme Court by January. Where do we stand on that? Do you think there's any hope
the 23rd
at all?
The 23rd of November is when he expects to present it to the Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court. And now he's getting attorneys general on board. And that's what he and I were talking about.
Oh, fantastic. All right. Well, I did not know that. So I'm glad I asked the question. All right. So there is a glimmer of hope. I would say our cup is more than half.
Yeah. And that dovetails with what states have been doing. So if he can get before the Arizona Attorney General, they won't even actually talk about Arizona data points. We already have that. Our Attorney General already is grappling with that. If that conversation takes place, it will be Mike Lindell explaining to him other states and other data points that he has.
Okay, because I just want to make one more point about how so many of us feel sold out by our quote-unquote representatives, and we feel like we've been left with what now can only be described as a criminal government. Because on January 6th, there was still hope to stop this, and we were sold out, in my view, by Mike Pence and Senator Lindsey Graham, who I very much recall saying, I tried to be helpful. Look, I tried to be helpful. Enough is enough. All right. And then he went ahead to vote for Biden or certify or whatever the heck they did under the guise of the quote unquote insurrection. We were sold out at the midnight hour, literally in the middle of the night, by people that should have stood for us. By the way, though, I think 12 or 13 critters just voted for this $1.5 trillion spending bill. Too.
And they need to be primary. OK, yep. I've been really emphatic about that. I support candidates like Jackson Lahmyer and Josh Mandel and Eric Greitens, all three fine men. Mike Collins running for U.S. Congress in Georgia, but the prior three I just mentioned are running for U.S. Senate. And they have to meet three criteria. They have to have called for audits in their states. They have to be Make America Great candidates. And they have to have $100,000 cash on hand. And I get peppered with questions on that last thing about the money. You have to be viable. You have to be competitive to be able to be in the arena, okay? This is war, and you have to be able to be unflinching and tenacious, and you have to be able to fundraise. So if someone has $7,000 in her bank account and wants Wendy Rogers to endorse her or him for office, you're not going to win unless you can raise money. And the way you raise money is to make your case. You have to be able to make your case. It is the way it is. It's capitalism. It's our democracy.
I do want to interject something about raising money just for a second. Okay. This is very important. This is very important. Okay. Somebody out there today, they're saying, oh, by the way, I just texted you three. I got three.
Thank you. I felt it vibrate in my pocket. I know.
Bam. Okay. So I did it. Done. Boom. So this is the thing. When Senator Rogers asks you to take action, you got to do it. You got to do it now, folks. The time will never be just right. You got to do it now. But here's the thing. Okay. We've got, let's talk about it for a second. You've got Jack Dorsey. Jack Dorsey pontificates on Twitter about how the world should be. He can't be deleted from Twitter because he created Twitter, or at least he's allegedly the founder of Twitter. Okay. You got Mark Zuckerberg, has a lot of money. Okay. And he can talk about what he wants to. He doesn't get banned on Facebook because Mark Zuckerberg allegedly created Facebook. Google, the founders, Larry and Sergey, Eric Schmidt allegedly created Google. They can't be censored on Google because they own Google. Okay. Jeff Bezos, Washington Post, can't be censored from Washington Post because he owns the Washington Post. I go on and on and on. And I'm going to call this idea, I talk about it often, it's defund the swamp, refund the kingdom. Defund the swamp, refund the kingdom. And we cannot have people out there who share the truth, who have no concept of how entrepreneurship works and no ability and or backbone needed to request money or to make money or to buy and sell things at a profit in exchange we got to have entrepreneurs out there who are pro Christ, pro America, pro team Jesus. And we're going to have to defund the swamp and refund the kingdom. And I just see so many people that say, I want to run for office. And I go, that's awesome. Have you raised any money? When Pastor Jackson came to me, he said, Clay, I'd really like to meet you about you helping me with my campaign. I said, okay, what's the scoop? And I said, well, what's your background? I cheered for him. I watched him because he didn't shut down his church. And therefore, I was a fan of his. I cheered for him in Tulsa, Oklahoma, because I had to switch ultimately to his church because the churches I was going to were shut down. So I switched to his church. But he's an entrepreneur, okay? Much right. Like the founding fathers. The founding fathers, a lot of people don't realize, the Black Robe Regiment, the early pastors of America, these were men of war and men of God. These were men willing to fight for our freedoms, and they would also get behind the pulpit and bring the power from the pulpit. They would encourage their parishioners. And so if we go back to Exodus, God tells Moses, bravely and boldly, I'm paraphrasing, go talk to Pharaoh, who, by the way, could kill you at a moment's notice, and go tell him to let your people go. And Moses is like, I don't know. Moses stuttered, by the way. I used to stutter as a kid. Okay. I'm encouraged a lot by the life of Moses because I used to stutter as a kid. Moses stuttered. I never really got involved in speaking out against the narrative till I was 40. Moses wasn't called by God till he was 40. But, Moses, I'm sure he was scared, but he's like, okay. And God says, do the little staff trick. Throw down your staff. It'll become a snake. So he does it. And then the Pharaoh's like, okay, I'll get my magicians. And they threw down their staffs and it made a snake. And then the God made his snake, the snake that made by Moses, eat the other snakes. Anyway, so this goes on and on. There's plagues, there's locusts. But if Moses was fearful, it wouldn't have worked. God asked him to do something. And then God said, after they finally got freed, he says, Moses, I want you to take your people, lead your people, and have them camp over here. And I'm sure Moses is thinking, you want me to camp in a way where there's no exit. If I camp here, there's no way I could possibly escape Pharaoh if he sends his men after me. He goes, yeah, I want you to camp right here. And then Moses had to take out his staff, part the sea. But God always asked Moses to do something. Raise the staff, throw down the staff, hit the rock, tell your people to harvest the manna. And then on the sixth day, they get a lot more manna. On the seventh day, Sabbath. I mean, I can go on and on, but Moses had to do something.
Yeah.
And there's just a lot of people out there that are not willing to do something. So I really do love U.S. Senator Rogers. I love her standard that you have to have at least $100,000 in the bank. Because when I started talking to Pastor Jackson Lahmeyer, he was well on the way.
Well, let me ask though, I don't want people to feel discouraged. And this was one of my questions. I honestly wrote this down. I wanted to ask Wendy about how she got elected and how much money was needed. Here's why I wanted to ask that specifically. The truck driver, we're told, in New Jersey, who had the surprise victory.
Yes, I'm well aware. Yes.
He had no money, but here's my point.
That's an anomaly.
I just don't want people listening to feel discouraged, because I think a lot of people are feeling called to get involved. Look no further than the parents showing up at these school board meetings that are as informed as me, and in many cases more informed than me, and they're screaming bloody murder here. People are ticked off. They want to take their country back. So how did you run? How much money did you raise? How did you raise it? And how difficult is it to run for state senate?
It's hard. I had to run 6 times before I won. I started in 2010. I rode my bicycle. I knocked on thousands of doors. It was I alone who did it. It was hot. I started my political quest, if you will, down here in the Phoenix area. And it was bloody hot. And I had paper lists to work off of. And I just never stopped. And so I lost. And then I ran for U.S. Congress. I won the primary, didn't win the general. And then one thing led to another, and I ran up in northern Arizona. So to fast forward to my latest race, the one I prevailed in, I knocked 17,000 doors.
Come on.
I raised $1 million, and it was all from private donations. Lobbyists send me checks, and I send them back. I've developed quite a groundswell of thousands of people who support me. Now, that is because I worked on it year after year, and I never gave up. I always built on my success and learned from my failures, and that makes you stronger.
Let me just say one thing, too. I want to make it very clear for the audience that is listening. Being a state senator, a state senator is not the glamour, high-paying job you might think it is.
Okay? No, this isn't I only make $24,000 a year.
That's what I wanted to say. You didn't do it for the money, Wendy. I want people to understand. You did it in spite of the money. They don't pay at all when you're a state senator.
Right. And I did it because I don't want my grandkids thinking I'm a quitter. I'm not a quitter. Grandma Wendy is not a quitter. Grandma Wendy is one who has service in her DNA, as do they. And I come from a long line of Army officers. I went Air Force. Our son became a Marine. My husband was Air Force. We just don't quit. And we know what's right. And we know that to persevere matters more than any other trait. And so, you know, my parents raised me that way. And I'll be doggone if I'm going to give up on my country or my family. Or, you know, I got the question the other day, hey, Wendy, oh, it was this state rep and I barely knew him. In fact, I thought he was a homeless guy because his hair was all scraggly and everything. And he called me up. I was door knocking up in Flagstaff with a friend of mine who's running for city council. We really need conservatives, Lori Matthews. And she and I were in the car and the phone rang. And it's this state rep from the other part of the state. And he goes, hey, are you running for U.S. Congress? Because all the lines are being redrawn and there's going to be a favorable district. And I go, no, I'm a state senator. I knocked all these doors to represent these people. I am not abandoning them. I'm a state senator and I'm actually door knocking right now. I said, why does everybody think I have this big ambition to go to Washington? Mm. I belong here in my state because this is where I can make the greatest impact. And I've worked very hard to get here. And he goes, well, good enough. He says, I appreciate you being direct. I said, well, can I be direct with you? I'd like to make a personal suggestion. And he said, go ahead. I said, you would look a lot more professional if you got a haircut. But, you know, I want everybody to look good. He represents me. The state legislature is something to be proud of. We are a proud state. Yep. We work hard. And I want everybody to look good. I want their signs to look good. I want him to look good. Yeah. I want people to be buoyed up and encouraged by what they can do here.
I have a real quick note of encouragement. I've got some really powerful, positive, encouraging things for a lot of people. I'm just going to share like this real quick, just five, boom, boom, boom. One, so many people say, Clay, I'm looking for a job that doesn't require a jab. And you might feel hopeless if you're isolated and you don't know about it. But if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, I'm telling you, we have at least one person every 30 seconds now who reaches out and requests a job. And we're having employers in droves register at timetofreeamerica.com. It's a free service. You just go up there and you can find jobs. And I'm telling you, it started off as a trickle and now it is a flood. It is a flood. So what's happening is it started off as a trickle and now it is a flood. So let's make sure we get that idea. There are jobs out there that don't require the COVID-19 vaccines. You can find them. Second positive win I'm discovering right now is as people are discovering that they work for a Babylonian company that would force the COVID-19 vaccines on them, they're discovering who the good people are. So as we're shaking and all these things are being shaken, it's almost like we're panning for gold and people are seeing, they're going, they're moving all the rocks and the dust and the sediment, and they're finding actual gold. Right. They're going, wait a minute, that's an actual U.S. representative I can trust. That's a senator I can trust. That's an elected official I can trust. That's a doctor I can trust. And we're seeing who the real leaders are. We are seeing a separation of the sheep and the goats. I am seeing it. Third thing I'm seeing is as you mentioned earlier, the number one podcaster in the world. Now, there might be other planets and people want to debate with me. Maybe they have great, someone says, they have great podcasts on other planets. I don't know about that. But all I can say on this planet, Joe Rogan, biggest podcaster in the world, who's always been middle of the road, in my opinion. He's been basically libertarian, as I would describe what he says on the show. He just woke up an insane number of people. And then Kyrie Irving, basketball player, very successful, one of the top players. He just woke up a lot of people. Nicki Minaj, may God anoint her so that she can change her lyrics to not be gross. But Nicki Minaj is waking up a lot of people. And then Travis Scott, this insane rapper who just had this cultic concert. If people don't know about this, Travis Scott is a rapper who openly invited Satan and demons on to the stage at his concert. He literally tried to open up a satanic portal at his concert. And people are now seeing it going, whoa. I mean, people are seeing the Britney Spears documentary just dropped, exposing the Luciferian nature of Hollywood and big music. I am seeing so many positive things. People are going, you know, I always thought the lyrics were kind of dirty. Yeah, because they're controlled by the whole industry is controlled by Luciferians. I'm seeing the separation of sheep or goats, other positive things. This is exciting. Dr. Zelenko, a good friend of mine, I know is a guy that you respect on this show and your listeners respect. He's now passed 7,500 patients he's treated with just three deaths. Dr. Sherwood has treated 9,000 patients with zero deaths. Dr. Meehan, 3,400 patients with zero deaths. It's almost laughable at this point. And the final reason I'm encouraged is that the evildoers are now the symbolism. They're showing who they are. They're calling their,
yes.
In the technology, they call it Luciferase. They're naming their legislation HR 666. Bill Gates is the patent number, WO20200606006. And I'm on the front lines, and I'm telling you, when we say we're coming to Arizona for the Reawaken America tour, it's not a trickle of ticket requests. It's people calling all day.
They know about it. People I run into, Clay, just so you know, here on the ground, all over the state, they know about it.
I put my phone down before we hopped on the show. I was caught up on my text messages. Now I have 285 more text messages that have just
good
come.
Gravy.
They're just boom, 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 boom. And people are, I mean, I'm telling you, there is a revival going on.
Yes.
Not seen. I believe we are on the verge of the greatest revival that the world has seen. And it's not just in America. It's all over the world. And I'm seeing people that would never, ever, ever pray to Christ ever on their knees praying to Christ. And one of them is me. I mean, I would have never, ever, ever, because I would have trusted in my money and my intellect up until 2019. Yeah. And now I turn to God. And I say that because God, if God can use me, I was a former DJ that encouraged people to drink copious amounts of alcohol at Thirsty Thursdays at the Yucatan liquor stand up until my mid-20s. I mean, I was winning awards for organizing. I was a disc jockey. I mean, I organized massive events, and I was using my talents for evil. I was using my talents to promote godless things. And my wife would say stuff, Wendy. My wife would say, honey, do you think it's a good idea that you're DJing? You're in your you're in your late 20s. You're DJing Thirsty Thursdays, encouraging adults to drink alcohol. And then you go to church on Sunday. Do you feel any cognitive dissonance? And I'm going, no, because everyone has a designated driver. I feel good about it. And she's like, you've got to be kidding me. And I couldn't even see it. And then I got hit in the face. And I discovered it's either pro-Christ or anti-Christ. And if God can use me, I'm telling you, God can use all of us. I am very encouraged right now. And I will tell you, it's not as hard as people think. It's not complicated to raise $1 million and to win an election. It just requires diligence, which Proverbs 10:4 talks about. It's the steady application of effort. God says he blesses the hand of the diligent and punishes the slackard. And it's the work ethic and the moral principles that America is celebrating right now. People that love Jesus are being celebrated. And I really do believe we're on the verge of a massive revival. I'm seeing it happen.
Yeah, I can feel it too.
I agree. And it's intertwined throughout the country. I run into people in different states who know people that I know, and there are all these common denominators. And I hadn't seen that until about 4 months ago. And then on this journey, where my husband and I drove our very old car all over the country and did rallies and then ended up in Oklahoma to meet Clay. What a finale that was. And then came back to Tulsa 2-3 weeks later. And then I met Lee Dundas, and I met all these different professionals. And in the meantime, my constituents would come to me and say, who do I go to? Where can I get help? And then I would get all these resources that I'd meet through Clay and Lee and all these other people. I'd put them up on my website to enable my constituents to benefit from that. And so it all is a wonderful intertwining.
Amen.
Well, we're definitely hitting a tipping point, and that was the point I made today in my interview with Dr. Len Horowitz. I believe we're hitting a tipping point, and we can see it. We can see it at these student, we can see it at these city council meetings where parents are showing up in droves.
Yes.
We can see the spiritual warfare manifesting itself in very real ways, one of which is the Biden administration basically empowering the DOJ to label these parents that actually care about their kids and show up at the school board meetings to call them domestic terrorists. And Clay, you mentioned the Travis Scott Astroworld concert, where at least 8 people died. I think by eyewitness accounts that I've listened to, probably many more than that. The mainstream media is saying at least 8 people. That concert, described by people who were there, was very, very demonic. They could feel it in the air. They call it demonic. They said Travis Scott's behavior was demonic. And these are people that are very much Travis Scott fans. So I think that the spiritual war that we talk a lot about on this show manifested itself in the real world on Friday night, November 5th, at that Astroworld concert. So we are hitting a tipping point, and it very much is a battle between good and evil. Clay, I'm very glad that you are now on the side of good and not just a mindless DJ, sir. Thank you so much for what you do.
I was a mindless. I was a slave to the guru. I'm not kidding. My wife would come down to the man cave and she goes, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "I'm trying to find the perfect beat match. I got to figure out, because I got Billie Jean and Kiss by Prince, and then I've got Rapper's Delight, and I'm trying to figure out the perfect way to mix those." And like, people would come to my parties and go, "Oh, this mix is amazing." I was devoting all my time and talents to beat matching songs. And it was like a mindless pursuit of just the Babylonian system.
I think you're in the right place now, man. So remind people of the website. Where's the best place to go and find out about the upcoming events? Is it thrivetimeshow.com?
Yeah, the best place to go is go to timetofreeamerica.com. That's timetofreeamerica.com. And when you go to timetofreeamerica.com, please understand, and there's a lot of people out there that, again, are Luciferians. They go on Telegram and they write stuff. They say, "You can't really name your price because I tried and they told me that I couldn't attend." That's not true. Okay. We have people right now, I'm just telling you today, who are buying tickets for as little as $7. So we always just tell people, if you can afford a $250 general admission ticket, we would love it. Because if everybody pays $7, we have porta potties. I just paid a security bill for one particular group. It was almost $50,000 just for one particular group. So there's a lot that goes into these things, jumbotrons and videography, photography. But if you can pay $250, that's great. And if you can't, just whatever you can afford. We have VIP, that kind of stuff too. But go to timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com. And no exaggeration, just facts. Right now, we are down at this point right now, folks. We are down for Arizona. We're going to be at the largest church in Phoenix, Arizona here, largest church called Dream City Church, unapologetic First Amendment, Second Amendment church. We are on the verge of being, we have just under 40% of our tickets left. And this is not even until January. What we're seeing, this is unprecedented for these kind of events. I'm telling you, it's a revival. You're going to love it, folks.
All right. And Senator Wendy Rogers, I want to thank you very much. Correct me if I'm
great
wrong
here. Great to be
here.
With you.
Yeah, yes, it's my pleasure. WendyRogers.org and sign the petition to decertify the 2020 election. And what is it that you wanted people to do with that audit the 50 states
Send me an email to team at WendyRogers.org with names of hardcore supporters of election integrity who are state representatives and state senators, or delegates is what they're called in some states, or assemblymen in California, for example, state legislators. Send me their names that you know will be in support. Info them and say, "I'm introducing you to Senator Rogers at team@WendyRogers.org so that you can sign her letter to decertify the election from our state, from our respective state. We have 30 some states. We need all 50 states. We want to have hundreds and hundreds, because when this snowball starts coming down the hill, all it takes is one state to decertify, to recall its electors. Then other states are going to start doing it. Already you have audit efforts going on in various states as we speak."
Yeah, I love it. I love it. It gives me goosebumps, guys. This is our time. The imposter president has a phony poll rating of 37% approval. So imagine what his real numbers are. All right. Our guests have been Wendy Rogers, the state senator of Arizona. Thank you so much, Wendy.
Thank you, sir. God bless America.
God bless America and God bless you. We really appreciate you. And Clay Clark, thank you, sir.
Thank you for lowering your standards yet again. I promise I'll get better if you have me on again.
Keep hacking at the root, my friend. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in. A special thanks to our subscribe stars and our members at sgtreport.tv. Thanks for keeping us in the fight for truth. We really appreciate you guys very much. And for real news 24/7, visit us directly at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda.
I want to personally thank you for tuning in to the podcast version of SGT Report, the propaganda antidote.
Just a quick word about our sponsor, Shrinkflation. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time everywhere now, but the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
And we're witnessing now these kinds of events increasingly that are genocidal. You know, the depopulation agenda is very clear. And militarily, if you want to advance the most advanced population control technologies, now you're looking at biological weapons and acoustic weapons.
Well, that's it for now, friends. Thank you so very much for tuning in. And I'll remind you every single day for free. Visit us directly at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.